All right.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guys. Welcome back
to the Flick Chicks podcast.
I'm Allison.
And I'm Jane.
And how are you, Jane?
I'm good. This whole quarantine thing is wild.
It's so wild, and it's just never gonna be over.
No, it's like, they're just gonna announce, like,
30 days at a time.
30 days at a time, exactly.
Did you see, there was a post on Twitter that said something like, the government knows y'all gonna be wild, and if they say you have to be inside your house for 4 months, so they're just gonna tell you 30 days at a time.
I saw that. That's definitely what they're gonna do,
too. Oh, yeah. I mean, let's see. This month is when we're starting to get into mandatory quarantine.
Yes.
Last month we were on, like, let's say, like,
social distancing.
Yeah, most of the nation was doing it.
Yeah.
Half the nation was doing it. And now we got this month is mandatory. I would bet next month is mandatory.
I agree.
And maybe by June or so.
Yeah, we'll I'm be thinking back. June or July we
That's what I'm thinking
will hopefully
too.
Be back.
That's what I'm thinking too. And then it's going to be like, quickly, try and rebuild the economy before November comes.
Yeah.
Because when November comes, it's time to restart this biz.
Oof.
I know.
How are you?
Pretty good. I've just been here.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been at home, watching
here,
movies.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
I never thought there would be a day where I was like, oh, I can't wait to go to Walmart.
Right? Right? I went to Walmart today and I was like, this actually isn't too bad.
Because you're just so happy to not be at home anymore.
but I'm drinking a vodka Red Bull at 2:35 in the afternoon.
And I'm having a glass of blush wine.
Yes.
Which is just sparkling rosé.
Ooh.
I know. It's pretty good.
But yeah, and I just watched the Pete Davidson movie,
mm-hmm.
Big Time Adolescence, and it's really freaking good.
Really?
He cast a young John Mulaney opposite him.
Oh my God.
And it's the cutest thing in the whole world. Like,
how fun.
It's very cute.
We were just discussing, so if you don't know, one of our favorite movies / shows, I guess, is this show called Oh Hello.
Yeah.
And it's a Broadway show with Nick Kroll and John Mulaney that was recorded and put on Netflix.
Yes.
So you can watch it.
It's like, the best thing I've ever seen.
It's literally amazing.
It's a masterpiece, and I don't think I'll ever see anything as unique and as good as it.
I don't know. I always wish, like, if I could go back in time and see one play, live, for the first time, knowing nothing about it, just be there on opening night.
Yes.
It would be Oh Hello. Because that show, when I just watched it, I was like, what is happening? And I want to relive that, but I want to see it in person.
Yeah. Yeah, it's completely just madness, and it's just, like, sketch comedy mixed with, like,
theater
kind of, mixed with, like, characters.
It's so good.
It's so good.
And they, yesterday,
they just released a podcast.
Yeah, it's called Oh Hello, the Podcast. So, P'D Cast.
Yes.
And it's about the death of Princess Diana.
Yeah, it's just about how celebrities basically took the death of Princess Diana.
And I can't wait.
It's so good. They just did the overture.
Yes.
And it's excellent. And they're doing 8 episodes.
Yes. And it's just amazing. So definitely put that on your list to listen to. It's so funny.
If you
so
like,
interesting.
If you like this podcast, we quote Oh Hello a lot.
Yes. Also, if you like podcasts at all, you've probably like listened to Serial,
mm-hmm.
Or like This American Life, of course, huge podcast.
Ira Glass, Sarah Koenig.
Ira Glass, Sarah Koenig, both guests on the podcast. So please take the time. It's so good. It makes fun of investigative podcasts, basically, is what it seems like it's gonna be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a really silly investigative podcast.
About Princess Diana.
Not really so much about her, so much as how did people react when she died? More of a personal story.
Yes, yes. It's great. You guys should listen to it. John Mulaney and Nick Kroll are two of our favorite comedians.
So funny.
I actually did the whole live rewatch of Sack Lunch Bunch,
mm.
where John Mulaney was tweeting. He was watching it, and he was tweeting along with it, and that was really fun.
Really fun. Yeah, I read his tweets about Grandma's boyfriend, Paul.
Yes.
And about how his family really didn't react well to that.
No, they were really upset.
Like, they were like, we did not dress like that in the 90s. We weren't that upset. And he was like, you seem pretty upset to me.
Yes, you were that upset.
Yeah, you were that upset. All right, I guess we should get down to business.
Woof. This film.
So yeah, we're doing.
Can we call it a film?
We're doing the Bye Bye Man, which, like, To be fair, I had not great expectations for, mainly because it's called the Bye Bye Man.
Yeah, how good can it be?
It's the stupidest title I've ever heard. So I thought, this is probably going to be pretty bad, right? Well, yeah, it was. It was pretty bad.
It was worse than I thought it was going
to
be.
Oh yeah, definitely. I kind of thought it would be like, I thought it was sinister. Like
sinister or Ouija.
Yeah, something like, not great, but like, fine.
Yeah, sinister's fine.
I was wrong. It's not good.
It's bad.
You remember that movie Lights Out?
Yes, I do remember.
I feel like Lights Out was better, which is really saying a lot.
No, yeah, I went to theaters to see that.
Me too.
And, no, it wasn't great, but it was definitely better than whatever this is.
You at least get like a jump scare.
Oh yeah, there's, you know, no, I mean, jump scares in this.
It's just so weird.
And the villain, I guess, is like,
what is he?
What is he? He looks like a Voldemort
with like a really bad CGI molten lava dog.
Yes. Oh my god, his like companion molten lava dog.
Yeah, and the eyes. Okay, you know in Scooby-Doo too.
Yeah, of course.
When the monsters, I mean, no, just the first Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
Those monsters that explode in the light.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Their eyes, they're the same eyes. And that movie was made in like 2002. And this movie was made in 2017. I'm going to go ahead and tell you who the director is just to shame them a bit. The director is
Stacy something?
Stacy Title. Bad job, Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing a good thing for women directors here.
Is it a woman?
I think so. Let's check.
Stacy's also a man's name.
I guess that's true. Her.
Okay. I've met a guy named Stacy.
Yeah, I guess that's true. More commonly a girl's name.
True.
So, I'll redo the plot.
Yeah, it's,
I want to read this first part of the Wikipedia article. STX Films released the films on January 13th, 2017 to negative reviews.
Listen, but this film made a profit.
Oh yeah, a big profit too.
20 million, I think?
Yeah, it was released on a budget of 7.4 million and it grossed 26.7 million. So yeah, almost 7 million.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. In 1969, a mass murder occurs in Madison, Wisconsin. By the way, that time period does not come across.
No,
I thought it was maybe the 60s?
Yeah, I had no idea what year this was happening in.
Or late 50s, I guess.
Give us more context,
please. This is almost the 70s. A mass murder occurs in Madison, Wisconsin, during which a man kills people on his block. As he shoots the neighbors, he continually asks if anyone spoke about the name, which cannot be said. He also repeats the same thing over and over. Don't say it, don't think it, don't think it, don't say it. Wonderful.
We hear that a lot in the movie.
In present day, Elliot and his girlfriend, Sasha, the worst names. What a bad way, Sasha.
That's what you chose.
That's what you chose. I hate it.
I hate all the characters, first of all.
And friend John move into an off-campus house not far from their college. I don't know how they afford this.
No, that's what my question was.
It's a mansion.
And, okay, so how is the house related to the crimes that happen?
Somebody lived there once? Okay, I don't actually think it is. I think that it's literally not related at all. I think only the nightstand is related.
How did the night...
The nightstand was his nightstand. The guy in the beginning that killed himself.
Then how did it end up there if he didn't live there?
Somebody bought it. His, like, wife sold it at a garage sale.
Oh.
And somebody bought it, but they didn't ever take out the drawer, I guess. Also, just from the very beginning of this movie, I was like, ooh, it's not gonna be good. The very first shot is so overexposed.
It's terrible.
It's literally, like, it's blinding.
Yes, it's like whitewashed.
It's like whitewashed, and then he's like the only thing. It's like, okay, it's like when they shot it, his colors didn't come out right.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, well, let's just like turn the exposure up so that his colors come out right. But the rest of the house is like barely in focus.
Yeah.
Because like the only thing that was good on it was him. Instead of like retaking it, they were like,
it's
okay,
fine.
We'll fix it in post.
I feel like that was a lot. That was said a lot in this movie.
Yeah, we'll fix it in post. So, Soon, mysterious things start to happen, such as Sasha developing a strange cough.
That's so dumb.
And it's just, the rules of this movie make no sense.
No,
it, so he makes you sick, you crazy, you angry, and everybody else crazy? Why do y'all have different symptoms? Yeah. What's his power? But the real power is that he makes you say his name. That's the real power. So Sasha develops a cough really bad.
They didn't mention the party, or is that not happened yet? Because I thought the cough happened after the party.
It definitely did, yeah.
The party, I have a huge problem with.
Okay. They throw this housewarming party.
It's terrible. Okay, so it's like a college party. Like, they're college students, so of course they invite their college friends, they're drinking, they're doing stuff. And then Elliot invites his, like, older brother.
Who's, like, in his 30s.
Who has a family, and he invites his niece.
His, like, tiny 6-year-old niece comes.
To a college party.
Yeah.
And at one point, they're dancing with no music.
And then no one is paying attention to the niece at all.
No. And then, like, there's this weird scene where, like, John and Sasha are, like, dancing kind of, like, sexy. And then, like, his brother's like, glad you're not jealous.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone in this has so much weird sexual energy.
Yeah.
Weird. Like, I wrote this really early. Okay, so I'm just going to read my notes. First, I said, there's gay energy here. And then I said, actually, it's just sexual energy between everyone.
Yeah. No, it's very true.
And then I literally wrote, like, 5 lines down. The acting is literally atrocious. Also, the fact that they just sleep in that dusty-ass furniture.
I know.
Disgusting. I wrote that. I said, oh, so you're just gonna sleep in that bed,
They were like, oh, it came furnished. And then they go down to the basement, and they find all the furniture and stuff.
And it's, like, gross. Also, they're bad at decorating.
Yes.
Bad. I was like, this is such an old, pretty house with such old, pretty furniture.
And you can make it so pretty.
Y'all hung up, like, string lights.
String lanterns.
String lanterns. Okay, so at the party, his brother's over there, right? And they're, like, having a conversation after he's like, glad you're not jealous. And he's like, what are you doing, man? You're a college student. You're on scholarship. You should be studying.
Also, they mentioned that he's on scholarship, like, 5 times.
I literally wrote, this is the weirdest stereotype in every movie. That if you're on scholarship, you have to constantly be studying.
That's not true.
Not in America, that's not true at all. No. Scholarships are not hard to get. Especially, like, academic ones. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe if you're on, like, a full ride academic, that could be kind of difficult, but, like, buddy.
It's not that hard.
You don't need to be like, oh, I can't have a party because I gotta study. Oh, my God. So they let this tiny child to the party. She's literally wandering around the house. Nobody's watching her. And she goes upstairs and she finds, like, this coin.
This
gold coin. Which is another one of the Bye-Bye Man's powers, dropping a coin. Very cool, very hip. I don't understand these powers at all. It's like, they're so random. It's like, oh, when you hear the coin drop, that means he's close. Then you'll start to see eyes. That means his companion's close. And you're like, what's happening?
His companion?
You're gonna start to get a tickle in the back of your throat. It could be a cold, or it could be the Bye-Bye Man. You won't have any way of knowing. They, at this party, they go out and play baseball.
Very Twilight.
So, he's literally like, come on, bro, we're gonna go play baseball.
And he plays like, a baseball at a housewarming party.
Also, they're playing baseball bad.
Yes, it's terrible.
Okay, so during baseball time, Elliot goes upstairs to put the coin that his niece gave him in a drawer. So he opens the nightstand drawer, puts it in there, but it falls out. Then he puts it back in, falls out again. So he takes out the drawer to be like, okay, what's wrong with this drawer? And written inside is,
It's like, don't think it, don't say it in, like, circles, right?
Yeah.
And then it says the Bye-Bye Man in the center or something
like
that?
Yeah, so he opens it, it says, don't think it, don't say it, don't think it, don't say it, like, in a circle. And then he rips off that and the Bye Bye Man is like scratched in underneath it. So, when he gets the desk out, he literally turns it around in circles to read Don't Think and Don't Say It.
It says the same thing. Spoiler alert.
Also, can you not read it upside down? It's the same word.
I can read it upside down. Why can't you?
Why can't you? Because they got to show that it's written in a circle in case you didn't see that. So we got to turn it in a circle or over and over because Elliot can't read upside down. So then, during a scene involving their friend Kim, the name is mentioned. I don't know if this is ever going to talk about the seance. Kim is a girl.
She's a spooky girl.
Yeah, spooky girl in Sasha's English class, and they're sort of friends. And so Sasha offers basically to cleanse the house for them.
Yeah.
And Sasha's like,
she's a spooky girl.
Because she's a spooky girl. And Sasha's like, yeah, sure. And then Elliot's like, I'm on a scholarship and am smart, and so I do not believe in the supernatural. And John is a jock who just likes baseball, so he doesn't have an opinion. And so, anyway, they don't believe Kim.
Mm-hmm.
So they do a seance with her. And she starts to freak out. Because she's like, this is...
I'm sensitive to the spirits.
And then Elliot doesn't believe her, and so he's like, okay, I'm gonna go do something. So he hides some keys in a pot. And he was like, if you're sensitive, tell me where they are. And she is like, no, let's quit this. Like, she starts getting bad vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, come on, you just don't, you're not sensitive. And so she's like, the keys are in the pot. And he's like, you heard. And she's like, no. And then she starts like freaking out and starts going like, don't think it, don't say it, don't think it, don't say it. And like has a seizure and falls onto the ground. And then she wakes up and she and John hook up.
Yeah, for some reason, they, like, have sex, and
instead of her going home after her seizure, she wakes up and has sex with John.
But then, like, I guess, like, he had problems getting it up. Doesn't that come up later?
Yes. So...
because he's in love with Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the Bye Bye Man.
But who knows?
Maybe he makes your dick soft. Maybe that's
oh
one of the...
Oh, my God. The Bye Bye Man won't allow you to get an erection. Or he never allows you to stop getting an erection.
Ooh.
He is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipowerful. He's God. The Bye Bye Man. His name is the Bye Bye Man.
Ugh, who came up with it?
Googie. So, let's see. So Sasha continues to become sicker, as Elliot and John start experiencing hallucinations and stranger activity. So, like, there's a part where John is driving Kim home after they couldn't have sex, and Kim is like, let's have sex, baby, let's try now. Yeah. And he's like, eh, and then he looks at her and she's got maggots in her hair.
Yeah, and he's like, she's gross.
Not real. So, also, okay, I want to talk about this at the seance. I'm just reading through my notes at the same time as I'm, like, reading this Wikipedia article. So when they're at the seance, so Elliot's parents died in a car crash.
Oh my God, and then, like...
Elliot's an orphan.
And he's very sensitive about it.
Very sensitive. And at one point, he's like, prove to me that you're, you know, sensitive. And she goes, your parents died in a car crash. And he's like... who told her?
He's so mad that someone told her.
He's so mad, and I'm like, why do you care if people tell people that your parents died in a car crash? It's not like, oh, my parents, it was a murder-suicide. It's like, your parents died in a car crash. That's not that. It's not shameful.
No.
And he's like so mad, and I literally write, why wouldn't you want anyone to tell them that they died in a car crash?
I know, I also thought that.
I also wrote that it's weird that none of the girls in this are actually pretty. It's not that they're not pretty. They're fine-looking girls.
Yeah.
But they constantly refer to how hot and sexy they are, which the fact that they're only average-looking girls...
Doesn't make much sense.
Kind of makes you feel like, notice how not pretty they are.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, wow, they're actually not that pretty. And you're like, sure they are, but they're not, like... as pretty as we're talking.
Yeah, and, like, John is always like, oh, you're so lucky, Elliot, your girlfriend's perfect, you know, you have, like, this perfect girlfriend, and it's like, you're obsessed with her.
It's like, well, you guys are so sexy, and it's like, okay, fun. And they keep trying to do all these, like, sexy things, and it's just like, this is, like, an average night.
Yeah.
So, Elliot begins to suspect that Sasha is cheating on him with John, like what Virgil had said at the party before. The bye-bye man was released. I don't know what that sentence means. This is just written in Wikipedia. I didn't write this.
That's a very odd way to put it.
Yep. The librarian shows Elliot a dossier about the bye-bye man. Dossier.
That's such a dumb scene where he goes to the library.
So yeah, he goes to the library and they like...
It's very confusing. She like shows him like this piece of paper that has like the bye-bye man written like 20 times.
Yeah, so he basically goes and is like trying to look up stuff about the bye-bye man. It's like a research montage.
Yeah.
Except it's like one scene. Instead of a montage to like prove that he put a lot of time into it, it's like three Google searches.
Research, doing freaking research.
And it's over because he only Googled three things.
Three things.
And so he Googled Don't Think It, Don't Say It, and he finds this like piece of redacted information in the special archives. She goes to the librarian's like, I want to see it. She shows it. And then the librarian's like weirdly interested in the research and is like, what's going on? What's in there? And he's like, huh? And he's like literally saying the bye-bye man just over and over and over. And then he finds this piece of paper that has the bye-bye man written on it.
Yeah.
And he starts to scratch it out, but the bye-bye man is there. He shows up and he's like getting closer every time. And then he realizes that like a lot of time has passed and then his phone dies. The end of the library scene.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, I gotta go get my girlfriend. So while he's there, the dossier about the bye-bye man says, a teenager killed his family and told a reporter that the bye-bye man made him do it. The same reporter later became the mass shooter during the 60s who killed himself after realizing people knew about the bye-bye man. Kim is killed, so then... so then...
Yeah, Kim, okay.
So then he's, like, freaking out. And also he's hallucinating that John and Sasha are cheating on him.
Mm-hmm.
So then he goes to get Kim, because he's like, I believe you, Kim. Ghosts are real.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to get her, and Kim is, like, upset.
Yeah.
And we learn that Kim has killed both her roommates.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, something that could have so easily been revealed later and would have been way more shocking, but instead they just show us the bodies because they don't care at all about suspense.
Yeah.
And so Kim walks out, hides a bloody hammer in her purse, and then while they're driving, they see a train, which is a motif through the movie, although why, I am not sure.
How does that connect to the bye-bye man?
It never comes up again. They keep showing us a train with things, but they never explain the train or what it means.
Mm-hmm.
But then Kim sees a train. She thinks someone's, like, car is... She hallucinates that someone's, like, car is crashed on the tracks.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm gonna go help them. But then Kim is killed after she is struck by the train.
And Elliot's, like, following her, but he has, like, a hammer in his hand.
Yeah, because he was going through... He saw it in Kim's purse, pulled it out, and then was, like, running after her to stop her because mm-hmm. he realizes that, like, she's...
Under the influence of the bye-bye man.
Exactly. So, Elliot is taken in for questioning by Detective Shaw and is released when Kim's suicide note reveals that she killed her roommate and was planning on killing Elliot, Sasha, and John.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot also visits the widow of the reporter.
Faye Dunaway,
who reveals that the curse causes insanity, hallucinations, and eventually death. He basically thinks, like...
And the inability to get an erection.
Yeah. He thinks that she is, like... That she heard it and that she, like, overcame it and he's trying to figure out how she did it. But the big twist is that she never heard it.
Yeah.
Which is, like, so obvious.
It's so dumb.
Yeah. So, signs of his coming are coins mysteriously appearing, sounds of a train, and a large skinless hound.
Why?
I don't know. The only way to prevent it is to not think his name or speak of him. If someone already knows, they must be killed. The librarian is hit by Elliot's car in an accident, and she kills after she killed everyone in her home coming for Elliot next. So, she also heard the bye-bye man and went insane. Sasha and John are also suffering from hallucinations. Elliot finds John stabbing Sasha. He shoots John, but after he picks up the corpse, it is revealed to have been Sasha that was stabbing John. Therefore, Elliot killed Sasha. Very good twist.
Very.
Wow. It's his girl. Whoa, he killed the wrong one.
Whoa.
He still killed one of his friends. It's amazing how he did not give a shit about killing John.
No, yeah, he just doesn't care.
He doesn't care about John at all, but he's like, ah, Sasha, a girl who had equal parts in cheating. Okay. So, the bye-bye man appears and gives Elliot a hallucination. Elliot keeps Virgil. Oh, so then Virgil shows up with his daughter, because he's like, Elliot's going insane, and mm-hmm. I need to see him.
And I need to bring my six-year-old daughter along with me.
To come.
Deal with my mentally unstable brother.
Hey, it's my turn to watch her. What can I do? There's no sitter. Wife's at work. I'm not going to leave her. He's a good brother. So, he's a good husband.
He obviously has no problem leaving his kid unattended, though.
I know. Well, you know, as long as she's in the vicinity. So, Elliot keeps Virgil and his daughter Alice long enough away for him to shoot himself with a gun. Very good. Virgil and Alice get away before the entire house goes up in flames for some reason.
How does it catch on fire?
We don't know.
The bye-bye man.
Yep. While riding home, Alice reveals that she found coins from the nightstand near the trash along with the writing. However, she could not read it due to her poor night vision. Oh, Daddy, I'm not a flashlight. I can't read in the dark. I've never heard a six-year-old speak. This is what I'm guessing they sound like. Detective Shaw arrives at the scene where John is found to be alive but wounded. John then whispers the name to Shaw, allowing the bye-bye man's curse to spread again. Ugh. Amazing. Amazing. So let's just talk about, I have so many notes. It's insane. Oh my gosh. I kind of got through a lot of them, but okay, there's a line where Elliot touches Sasha and he goes, oh my God, you're shivering. And then he blows on her hand. He literally picks it up and he goes, like, is that supposed to be romantic?
Yeah.
It's not. Ugh. It's weird. Everyone in this has simultaneously weird misplaced chemistry, but also no chemistry when they should have it. Are his tells supposed to be scary? A coin?
A
some
train?
Scratches? Why the train? Here's the thing. A lot of people in a lot of the reviews I read were like, you shouldn't expect everything to be explained. And I was like, okay, you're right. For example, there are movies where it's never explained where the creature comes from. Whatever, yeah. That's fine. But if you're going to put in a bunch of crap that's just random and act like it's supposed to be symbolic of something, how is there no explanation?
Yeah, you can't really, like, understand the meaning of motifs if you don't explain it.
It sounds like they put in motifs, but they didn't know what motifs were. So they literally just were like, what's a random thing that might be scary? Ooh, I know. Like, okay, I'm going to say in Hereditary, like how Charlie makes the sound, okay? That's like a motif. It's not that important. It really could have been anything else, but it's the reason it works is because we know Charlie did that in life.
Yeah.
Which is why it's scary that she does it in death.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know anything about the bye-bye man. Nobody was killed by a train before, as far as I can tell. Nothing, he's not on the coin. Why is this happening? Because he just was like, these are the only objects. The Exorcist got flies and I get this coin and this train.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, no, come on, baby. So, also, I'm gonna go ahead and just read a quote.
Okay.
That's real. Ideas are real. If not, we're all losing our minds at the same time. And what are the chances of that? That's from Sasha to Elliot. And, I just want to say it's fake deep.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely fake deep. It's real.
Sasha is fake deep.
I'm sorry, but the Candyman did it in 1992, and they did it better. I also said, who hangs their robe like that? Okay. Also, she literally, in that speech, the that's real ideas are real speech, she gave him a speech about how it's all real, but then when Elliot believes it's real, she tells him that he's crazy. You, before in the movie, gave a speech about how it was all real. Also, there's a time when Elliot comes into class and he's late. No, it's John. John comes into class and he's late.
And the professor, like, freaks out or something?
Yeah, he literally locks in and he's like, he stops the professor. He stops the professor's lecture and goes, "Sorry," and he's like, "Sit down. Like, don't stop the lecture." And then he immediately gets on his phone.
That's not what college is like.
No. I also said, hey, maybe stop saying it to people. Also, okay, he said it to the librarian, like, 17 times.
Yeah.
Said the words, the bye-bye man, so much that I was like, I can't stop noticing how much you're saying this. But then he wrote it down and he said, ah, don't write it like an idiot either. And I was like, you just said it so many times. What's writing it gonna do at this point? Yeah. Also, after Kim died, I wrote, thank God Kim died. But then Sasha comes to see Elliot at the scene and they literally make out.
Oh my God, it's so inappropriate.
I was like, is making out really appropriate right now? Your friend is dead.
The whole scene where they're, like, talking to the cops in, like, the middle of the accident scene is so weird.
I know. I'm like, if I was a cop, I would be like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Y'all are on drugs? I wrote something, why did he go down so slow? What is that referring to? Oh, I think it's after he, like, hit John in the head. Mm-hmm. And John literally was like, 1, 2, 3
yeah.
on the floor, and I was like, why is he? Just fall, bitch. Also, my parents have the same home phone as they have in the movie.
Interesting.
I love Miss Redmond. I'm trying to even read what I said. Oh, also, you know how he ties up John and puts him in the basement, and then later, John, like, gets up and has the hallucinations. I said, wow, very subtle how the binds were untied.
Yes.
They're literally sitting right next to him. I was like, wow. Good.
Very excellent.
Also, at some point, there's a green light on the ceiling, and I couldn't figure out what it was or why it was there.
Yeah.
It was just a literally so distracting green light, and mm-hmm. nothing else was near it. It wasn't there in any other scene. Bad. This is so bad. I wrote that she was gonna find the nightstand before it even happened. And I was also like, okay, you know at the end when John, she's like, tell me, John. And they're like, he has to go to the hospital. And she's like, no, it's important. And I'm like, he's dying!
He's dying!
What do you mean it's important? I was like, buddy, he's not gonna make it. She did not care. She was like, no, John. Tell me what you were gonna say. And I'm like, everyone else is dead. Does it really matter?
Yeah.
If he tells you what he was gonna say. This movie is so bad.
It's terrible.
Nothing is good in it. The acting's really bad. The costumes are really bad. The cinematography's really bad. The writing is very bad.
Very bad.
The plot is bad. User reviews. Don't pay it. Don't watch it. I was gonna look up some trivia.
There's like none.
Really?
Yeah, there's like 4 or something. I looked it up and it was...
Trivia. Oh, it was previously rated R. It got... Yeah. It's PG-13, though.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can really tell.
Yeah, definitely.
It's based on a book...
Yeah, I saw that.
...called The Bridge to Body Island, which has a much more complex mythology for the Bye-Bye Man. He was an albino born in New Orleans in 1912, who ran away as a child and became derelict, who lived in a train yard. After going blind, he began murdering people and cutting out their eyes and tongues, which he sewed together and brought to life using voodoo. The resultant creature became the Bye-Bye Man's literal seeing eye dog. Wow, they didn't do that at all. You could totally see in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Helping him hunt his prey. Several elements from the story, notably the dog and the motif of the trains, were retained, though their purpose is left undefined. You see, that's how you use a motif.
Yeah.
I still don't know what the coin is. But, see, you lived in a train yard.
See, if they would have so explained that.
So trains help. The dog, he can't see, so he has the dog.
Yeah.
Oh. That makes sense. I did. Yeah. One of the reviews I read was like, it's based on a book, so read that and you'll appreciate the movie. And I was like, No. You don't get to be like, hey, this movie that we want is a standalone movie. You have to read an entire book to even get what's going on. No. You can appreciate The Hunger Games more if you read the books, but you can also just see the movies.
Yeah.
Totally will be fine. It's not like, oh, you see, you're just not gonna get it at all if you don't see it. Okay. This was also filmed in 2015, but was not released until 2017.
I saw that. Very weird.
Yeah. The guy who plays the Bye Bye Man also played Slenderman in Always Watching, a Marble Hornet story, which I have not
seen. I have not seen that. I've never heard
Never of it. Heard of it. Apparently he's an accomplished character actor.
No.
Although, I've not, never seen these movies.
Yeah, could not tell that he was based
in
on this film.
He was in Star Trek.
Interesting.
Star Trek Discovery. Wow. Where to begin? What do you give this, Jane?
Like a 2.
Yeah, I think I give it a 1.
Yeah, it's not
really bad.
Really bad. Terrible.
Really bad. So I'm not really sure which one to read. I have a lot of reviews. We're kind of short on time, so maybe I'll read all of them.
Yeah.
This one's called, they're all 10 out of 10s.
No!
Yeah, they were mostly bad, but they were all, like, making too good of points, so I got these. 10 out of 10. Solid horror film. Don't believe the hate. Not sure why this has such low ratings, but then something like The Shallow or Lights Out gets 7s, at least the last time I checked. Neither of those movies were scary. I put this on the same level as It Follows. It's not as cool and stylish, but it's just as creepy and scary, if not more so.
I think It Follows is way better.
I think It Follows is way better.
They have way better, like, symbolism and writing. And
it's just more like, wow, we know how to write a movie.
Right?
It's like, wow, we've seen movies.
Wow, we've seen people interact and can understand how they
sort of how they talk.
How they can talk to each other.
Daddy, I'm not a flashlight.
I can't see in the dark.
I was like, please kill me. Please kill me. I want the Bye Bye Man to come to me right now. Okay. This movie left me very tense most of the way through. The third act always slows down a bit. It's very creepy and eerie. Most people's complaints were pertaining to a lack of backstory on the Bye Bye Man. This is an unfortunate side effect of being raised in the millennial generation and the newest generation.
My God.
Yep. Everything needs to be explained and handed on a silver platter. Some of the scariest, creepiest things are often left unknown. People always say this, and they never understand what it means. Yeah, okay, you know what would have been scary? Why did we show the Bye Bye Man?
Yeah, it's not scary.
It would have been scarier if we never saw him. That's the kind of stuff that's scary. What isn't scary is, like, just making up crap that follows him and then being like, oh, but this is how it works. If you're gonna make rules for your own world, you need to follow those rules.
Yeah.
You can't just randomly be like, oh, but this time it works like this. That's why people complained about the newest Star Wars. Because it's like, if you're going to make rules, let's stick to the rules that we make.
Yeah.
Let's just not throw stuff down. Let's just not deus ex machina it. Let's, like, do stuff. It's the unknown that is scary and interesting. It's with all horror movie franchises. They give more and more of the origin until everything is over-explained and dull. Michael Myers was scary because he went around killing people and we didn't know why. True. But Michael Myers also wasn't just, like, one day changing his M.O.
Yeah, he was very, like, consistent.
He wasn't, like, one day a jazz... It wasn't, like, one day he had a magic trumpet that killed people when he played it. If he did that, we would be like, what's that? Why did that happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then Rob Zombie goes and explains how it all came to be and ruins it. Did Rob Zombie do that?
Yeah, he did the new one. The new Halloween.
I didn't know
Not the new Halloween, but the new Friday the 13th. Wait, what are they talking about?
Michael Myers. Isn't that Halloween?
Yeah, that's Halloween. Rob Zombie did not the the new one, but he did the 2007 one. Mm. So not the old one, but not the new one.
Okay.
The less new one.
Okay, I was like, I saw the new one and I thought it was fine.
Yeah, he did the 2007 Halloween.
Wow, I did not know that. Rob Zombie, okay. Goes and explains how it all came to be and ruins it. Was his version scary? A big fat no. It makes me think of the episode of Doug where he can't finish watching a horror movie because he gets too scared. It's this creature that you never see, only a shadow, and then you hear it. Finally, he sees it and laughs at how ridiculous it is. The unknown is scary. See the movie for yourself. It's definitely not perfect, but it's a good horror movie with some chills and a good atmosphere. They just described what this movie does to itself. Which is that it's got, like, okay, here's the thing. Ultimately, if you rewrote the script to be much, much better, you replaced all of the actors with much better actors.
Yes.
You got a better cinematographer because the person that was handling your camera just did not know what they were doing. If you did all of those things, this wouldn't be, like, the worst premise ever. Like, yeah. I mean, the name is really stupid.
Yeah.
But you clearly had some good source material you were working from.
Yeah, you had, like, the book, and, you know, you could really do something with that.
But then you showed him. You didn't have the tech.
He looks terrible.
You didn't have the tech.
He's not scary at all.
Sometimes it's just best to be like, we don't have, we may have the money, but we don't have the skills. It's good to, like, recognize.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is 10 out of 10. Great movie. Real horror buff here. These reviews are downright silly. It seems people reviewing this movie are into horror, but slow, annoying horror films where nothing happens. Long and drawn out stories. Nothing will make you jump out of your seat. I was like, oh, it's us.
Yep.
When I read a movie review from someone that says, this movie sucks, and then compares it to The Haunted Castle, that's not really a comparison. You can't compare movies from yesterday to today. This movie wasn't created for the fans of The Haunted Castle or fans of H.P. Lovecraft. This movie sort of reminds of The Ring with no story. I know. The stuff just happens in this movie. There wasn't any time to waste in this film. We wasted tons of time.
Tons of time.
We wasted so much time.
The party?
You know that scene where he's in class and he gets out his phone and then the bye-bye man's, like, standing in a picture? I was like, you just ripped that from It.
So true.
He just literally saw It and you were like, now that's creepy.
It came out in 2016, right?
I think so, or maybe before.
Let me see.
The new one. The newest one came out.
It Part 1.
Yeah. Maybe the same year.
2017. It came out the same year.
2017. Then they saw this in Sinister. And they were like, that's scary.
It. That's
scary. They were like, we're taking that. Okay. The bye-bye man had an agenda. He was busy scaring the heck out of people. And due to this, there isn't much of a story. And for me, that was awesome.
What? For me, there wasn't a story. And I like that.
For me, I like movies with no plot. But I don't like slow burn plots. That's not good either. I don't want a fast-paced story, and I don't want a slow-paced story. Just get rid of the plot! I just want to see shit blow up! You might enjoy a thing I like to call the Saw movies. Just go ahead and skip the first one, though. This movie is 100% shock value, not bore value.
No!
The CG was good, and so was the acting.
No!
I don't know why people expect Tom Cruise to be in every horror movie.
What horror movie is Tom Cruise in?
I don't, not one that I can think of.
The Mummy? That's not even a horror movie.
I don't know why we expect Tom Cruise to be in every movie. He doesn't have the time, people. Tom Cruise doesn't have the time to be in every horror movie.
He's too busy being the face of Scientology,
He's
okay?
He's too busy trying to sell his kids into slavery. It's not going to happen.
I am not seeing any horror movies on here.
If you need a good scare, I highly recommend this film. It's much better than crappy Sinister 2 and The Rings. You think this is better than The Ring?
He's calling about The Rings, which is the new Ring movie.
Oh, didn't know that either. I didn't even see Ring 2. Saw Ring 1. First one. It was good. And this one might be my favorite. This is 10 out of 10. The Pee Pee Poo Poo Man. I've been waiting for a film adaptation of the Pee Pee Poo Poo Man for a very long time. And thankfully, it was worth the wait. I've seen the Pee Pee Poo Poo Man. Probably. Okay, I'm gonna have to say this so much more. I need to get it together. Probably around 26 times, and I just can't get enough of the Pee Pee Poo Poo Man. Don't think it, don't say it is the main way to keep the pee-pee-poo-poo man away. And if you do think the pee-pee-poo-poo man, you will be in for a rough ride. Like the black lady who was all like pee-pee-poo-poo man in the library. She was tricked by pee-pee-poo-poo man to kill her family. And then she gets run over by the main protagonist because she runs out into the road. So yeah, the pee-pee-poo-poo man is a revolutionary film that even plays with the mind of the audience. Makes them think that the pee-pee-poo-poo man could be in their head.
The pee-pee-poo-poo man is the root of all evil.
It's true. True. First of all, you hear a toilet flush. Oh my god.
Instead of the coin.
Yeah, literally. It's just your toilet won't stop flushing. Then your toilet overflows because it's been flushed too many times. So good. I was like, wow.
That's genius. That's Revolution. A really good
it's,
review.
You know what? It's as good of a title as the title they have.
No, yeah, it is.
The Pee Pee Poo Poo Man. So bad. I just can't get over it. I can't get over, this film, like, stayed with me.
No, yeah, it's terrible. It's just, I saw it, like, last week, and I'm still thinking about it.
Elliot has such a big head. His head is so large.
It's very true.
In proportion to his neck.
He has a long neck, too.
Yeah, it's, like, thin and long, and his head's, like, giant. He's, like, a bobblehead. Yeah. And he's wearing, like, so many shirts of bands that I recognize, and I was like, did they let this happen? Did they say yes to this?
Product placement.
Joy Division. I don't even know that band. I just know that there was a guy that I met in England who, like, loved that band and, like, saw every concert they had and, like, had that exact same shirt he was wearing in the movie. And so I was like, oh, Joy Division! And then I was like, oh, Elliot. Ugh. So stupid.
Just not likable characters at all.
No, I did not care when a single one of them died.
No.
I was like, please, please don't figure it out. Ugh. Also, it was so obvious they weren't going to figure it out. It almost would have been more scary if they had.
Yeah.
It's like, I would have at least gotten some, like, resolution. But instead it was like, no, he lives on. And it's like, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, we've all seen that movie 1,000 times. This is why I hope people don't
like horror like or horror. Respect horror.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally. Movies like this.
Unfortunately, so many movies like this.
Just terrible.
So bad. I can't believe this came out in 2017.
I know. It seems like something that came out in 2002.
I know. It's literally like during the Renaissance of horror, this movie came out.
Dumb.
Get Out came out the same year.
No!
Yeah. All right, guys. I think that's it.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Upcoming, we're going to watch The Missing.
Yep.
So we're going to do a couple Westerns.
Yeah, The Missing is going to be probably on Patreon. Mm-hmm, and then
we're going to do The Revenant and Honey Boy.
Yes. So
get to watching.
Good stuff coming up. All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.